On Radio Jackie today, I'm talking to Mike Flaherty. Now, you're running the Brighton Marathon in a couple of weeks' time. Why have you decided to take on this challenge?
Well, it's always been on my bucket list to obviously run a marathon. And I got an email through from the prostate cancer guys in December. So I thought, why not? I just turned 51, wanted to tick it off the bucket list and decided to run for prostate cancer to spread awareness.
And how do you feel about taking on your first ever marathon? Are you excited, nervous?
A bit nervous. Training hasn't gone to plan. Probably only had about 8 weeks really to get ready. So I think we're there, confident. We've got some good long runs in. So we'll see on the day, but hopefully just get to the start line and then we'll see how we feel.
Now, you've mentioned that you had a couple of setbacks in January. What happened there?
Well, I was supposed to start obviously about the 18th of December, but I got a case of gout in my left foot. So obviously it stopped me running. And then I had gastroenteritis about the second, third week of January, and then I got the gout back again. So it wasn't a great start. So basically, I only managed to start proper training probably the first week of Feb. So that's what I said. It's only given me some 8 weeks to prepare.
And how are you feeling now? Are you recovered from those things?
Yeah, very, very strong, fit. Yeah, getting some good runs in, ticking off some good mileage on the sort of weekly. And I got in the 30k last Saturday, which was my longest run ever or in my life, basically, just over 3 hours. I was really happy with that. I was a bit sore for about 4 days after, but I was happy mentally to tick that off. I think it was give me a bit of confidence.
And do you think those things that happened in January have set you back much, or are you feeling quite confident?
No, I think it's made me focus more on the training. And obviously I found it hard with obviously having jobs with the gardening as well, but you've just got to make time to get up. The early hours are the ones when you've got to get up sort of half four to get out and do an hour run in the morning. But apart from that, I feel very good, ready to go.
Now tell us, what does training for a marathon look like? Have you got a routine?
Yes, I try and break it into sort of like four training runs per week. So I have three where I try and do, say, like an hour or an hour and a half, obviously to increase that as you go. And then a long run at the weekend, preferably Saturday or Sunday. It could be anything up for an hour to 2 hours to 2.5 hours. Just trying to tick off the miles and just get your body ready, really. The next couple of weeks now will be quite easy running. I've done a 10K this morning, but quite a light pace. It's just about sort of obviously maintaining that now. There won't be any real long runs now until I actually do the marathon, hopefully.
Are you training by yourself? Have you got someone joining you? What do you do to spur you on and keep you going?
Well, I've done a few challenges in the past, so I'm quite mentally strong in that way. So I try and sort of get out there and get it done. I know my own sort of limits, so I can sort of tick off the boxes. I've had a couple of guys, physiotherapy guys, that have helped me. The guy Eric, who works, he's a local guy. He's been working with me as well, just trying to get, obviously, the body match fit. Just basically, like I said, if you can get to the marathon without any injuries, I think you're halfway there. But yeah, like I say, I've done sort of cycle challenges, lands into John O'Groats. I think if you're doing the training as such, has always been on my own. So I'm quite focused on that.
Do you have an idea how long the marathon's going to take? Have you got a target time that you're trying to hit?
I mean, secretly, you just want to get it done, don't you? I mean, it's first marathon, but you always want sort of the back of your mind, you want to get a time in. I was thinking anything under 5, it could be achievable. It's just that last sort of 10K. I mean, like I say, I've done the 30K in about 3 hours, but that was tough. but we'll see on the day. But yeah, that's basically about 4.5.
Now, you've already mentioned this, but remind us, what charity are you raising money for?
It's the prostate cancer charity.
Is there a reason you've chosen this charity specifically?
I think it sort of doesn't get enough awareness as a charity as a whole. I mean, I've done a couple of events for charity in the past, for cancer in the past. Obviously, I've affected, but like a lot of people be affected with cancer. I lost my stepdad in the 40s. So I've always tried to give something back to cancer research as a whole. And yeah, I just thought, I'd done like a smaller charity that not many people sort of are aware of it. And it's so easy to get checked and just to spread awareness. There's a group on Facebook, PCR, who's run by a guy called Ted, who obviously emailed me in December, just asked me to do it because I'd done a 72-hole challenge for him for prostate cancer a couple of years ago. It's just trying to, like I say, to spread awareness and just get the message out there, really.
And how much money are you trying to raise and how much have you raised so far?
I've just raised just about half my target. So I'm only looking to raise 1,000, just around about £500 at the moment. So fingers crossed, I've got sponsorships with the guys, Muddy Paws, doing me a donation page, and the local news agents and a few local places in Tolworth as well are going to have the posters up, just trying to push me to that 1,000. So hopefully I can get there.
Absolutely. Fingers crossed. And what would you say to people to encourage them to donate as much or as little as possible?
Just give what you can. The way I put it down is price of a pint, or simple as that, a couple of pounds, it all helps to go towards the charity. And then I mean, you're paying for sort of like the care as well as advertising to spread awareness as well. Yeah, that's basically it. You know, anything will do, anything will help.
What are you going to do to celebrate when you've completed the marathon?
Quite a few beers, I think. We've got a sort of like a party sort of organised after for the team. So there's a group of obviously this PCR team that have organised Facebook. Yeah, they've organised a pub. I've been quite good. I've not drunk any alcohol for since sort of New Year's Eve. So I've kept myself in check. And yeah, that'll be a nice little party and a nice big Sunday roast somewhere.
Well-deserved Sunday roast and a couple of pints. Love that.
Exactly.
So what kind of things have you been avoiding? Obviously, alcohol. Are there certain things that you're not eating or certain things that you feel like you have to eat to keep your body strong?
Yes. The diet's changed quite a bit. I mean, I've had to up my calorie intake. I mean, I used to be around sort of 2,000. I've upped it to about 3,500 calories, which is a good thing in a way. Obviously, with the gout, I've had to watch sugary and obviously alcohol. So I haven't had any alcohol for January, February, March. So yeah, you've just got to watch what you eat. Obviously, get a lot of pasta, carbs, protein in. And it's you can eat literally what you want. It's been quite good, and you're still burning off, you know, calories. You're probably not even still not even now. I'm taking in 3,000. I'm still probably burning more calories off on a weekly basis than I would anyway. So it's I've noticed a lot of drop in weight as well. I was around about 92 kilos. I'm down to 85. So it's 7 kilos dropped in 8 weeks.
You've mentioned before that you've done challenges before this marathon. Will you be taking on anything else after you've completed this?
Well, yeah, there was a funny request because I actually do some finance work for Zebra Pen. They actually sponsor my race day shoes and they suggested dressing up as a zebra and going for the London Marathon, maybe. But that's a different matter. I think let me focus on getting this marathon out of the way. There probably will be challenges. Like I said, I've always liked to do something every couple of years, do something and give something back if I'm fit enough and well enough. Then why not?
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to speaking to you again when you do the London Marathon just as a zebra. That's brilliant. How do you feel that doing all this training and exercise helps your mental health? Does it improve your mental health, do you think?
Oh, massively, yeah. I think for me, that's why I've sort of focused more on fitness, and also I do gardening. I think it's great as well. It's just you can think about, you know, life in general and how you are and how things are, and it's not all bad really when you think about it. And yeah, I think you just go deep within yourself when you run and when you're going through that pain barrier. Think about loved ones you've lost. But yeah, it's just the well-being, the health side of it. I mean, you just feel alive when you're out there running, and you're just giving something back, which is great. I think everyone can sort of learn something from that.
Yeah, absolutely. There seems there's so many benefits to it, mental health, physical health.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone who may be thinking about starting running, wants to take on a marathon themselves? What would you say, words of encouragement to just maybe go for it?
Well, I mean, when I started this, it was December when I started my first week, I would never have thought I'd be able to run a 5K, let alone a 10K, a 15K, and then to do a 30K last week. I was just like, I was actually sitting here last week thinking, did I actually just run that? When you think about it, even, you know, just going on a bike or driving a car, doing that distance, it was like crazy. But your body can do it. Just try it. Just go for a walk. Just walk and then slowly run. You can get your mind in. Focus into anything really if you put your mind to it. You just got to schedule a bit of time out of your life, you know, to just have a bit of you time. Get out there, go for a walk, you know, if it's only 1 mile, or just get yourself your steps up, you know, just focus on something like that and just try and get your mental health, you know. If you want, you can switch off and just be yourself or go with a group of people. It doesn't really matter. It's just about getting out and getting yourself fit, really.